Newsbreak, I'm Brian Osuch. For those living in the western part of our country, living landscapes like lawns and gardens are under siege thanks to the drought. But President and CEO of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, Chris Kaiser, says homeowners who are being encouraged to rip out their lawn should think twice.
The fact that it goes brown is okay. You just don't want it to die. Browning turf means it's going through a natural plant cycle. It'll slow down and it'll spring back to life once the rains come, as they inevitably will.
And that turf grass could also be used to help reduce the heat island effect in urban areas.
Cities, you've got a lot of asphalt and concrete, and so it creates heat. And what the grass does is dissipate that. Grass is very much cooler than hard surfaces, and so it acts as a cooling system.
Kaiser says if people continue to remove grass from their property, they'll likely increase their carbon footprint.
Our lawns are the largest carbon sink in the country. Grass absorbs and sequesters carbon dioxide. It puts it in the soil.
For more, go to OPEI.org. That's Newsbreak from OPEI.